This conference is being recorded.
Yes, it's
welcome
so beautiful there.
Welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call. It is Monday, February 4th, 2008. And this is the Heart Start call about what in the world does the heart have to do with allergies? So I welcome all of you that are live on the call and those of you also that are listening to this as a downloaded recording. Each Monday night at Fiera, which is a company and a word that means feeling great. The word means feeling great. The company is designed to help you feel great more often, not just metaphorically, not just by sweeping stuff under the carpet, but genuinely, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in every dimension of your being, feeling better. And pushing the envelope of what it is to live life from a joyful place in your heart, no matter what's going on in your circumstances. So every Monday night we offer these free calls that introduce people to a little bit of our science and a lot about an individual particular topic and how the heart can help with that. And tonight's call is about allergies and the power of the heart to help us understand first and foremost what allergies are and then live differently with them. And we will open up the line for you to ask questions and share your own stories at a certain point. For those who are listening live, until such time as we do that, you can press *6 now, which will mute your line, and that will mute out background noise. And then if you want to ask a question or share a story of your own, *6 again will unmute you and open up the call for us to be able to hear you. If you are listening to this as a recording, or if you do not wish to have your questions recorded for posterity, ad infinitum into perpetuity throughout the universe, you can always privately email your questions to me personally. My name is Sheva, and I'm the CEO of Fiera. My email is Sheva, S like Sam, H, E like elephant, V like victory, A, at Fiera, F like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com. Or you can also call us at 310-581-1507. And just to say what we're going to be talking about tonight is based on now 17 years of scientific research by our parent company, the company that has licensed us to teach their tools and their technology called HeartMath. So 17 years of research is not going to cram very easily into 1 hour of a heart start. And if you decide that you would like more after this appetizer, you're in good timing because we are starting a beginner webinar tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. that runs 4 Tuesdays from 30 p.m. And it is not too late to register for that, and I really encourage you to do so. We were having this discussion with a couple of people last week about how it's just amazing that for $300 and basically 6 hours of your time, that's not even a full night's sleep, that level of commitment, right? And for most people, it's not even a full night's sleep in terms of cost either, given what their mortgages are these days. So for less than a full night's sleep, you can actually really completely change the directional flow of your life and live from the heart. Profound. It's really profound. And we have a wonderful customer care person now that can, explain in more detail for you what that is. And her name is Becky Robbins. She's fantastic. I recommend talking to her because every time I talk to her, she makes my day. So I don't have her contact information with me, but if you call us at Sierra, we'll make sure to hook you up with Becky on her direct line. So all of that having been said, I welcome you to the call tonight, and we're going to talk about allergies and what allergies are from my perspective. Now, let me say right out of the gate that I am not an MD. I am an OMD. I have a Doctor of Oriental Medicine, so the perspective you're going to hear tonight is based on really my Oriental medical studies and my own direct experience of being imprisoned by allergies and my observation of what happens to my clients, having treated them for allergies for many years, and what has happened to myself when I'm able to live life from the heart. What does that mean, living life from the heart? It sure sounds pretty airy, fairy, ooey, gooey, new agey, but it really isn't. It's measurable and practical. That what researchers from HeartMath have discovered is that the heart is receptive to and affected by emotion, significantly so. And that in turn, the rhythm of the heart as influenced by emotion, then influences 97% of the rest of your body's function by influencing the autonomic nervous system, the endocrine system, the immune system, which is going to be very significant tonight in our conversation about allergies, and the way that your brain works. So all of these other factors are influenced by heart rhythms, and heart rhythms are very sensitive to emotion. So when we experience certain emotions, it causes a chaotic pattern to occur in the heart. And when we experience certain other emotions, it causes a uniquely ordered pattern in the heart. And this is measurable. You can see it on your home computer. I still can't get over that. I think that's amazing. There is a technology that HeartMath created called the M wave, which has two forms, one a computer version and the other a little handheld device that looks like an iPod, that you can carry with you and see your heart rhythm, the beat-to-beat changes in your heart reflected back to you in real time. And it shows you whether your heart rhythm in any given moment is chaotic or ordered. When your heart rhythm is ordered, it signals to the rest of your body that you are safe and that you can invest in your long-term investment portfolios, like long-term immunity, higher brain function that allows you to be innovative and creative and communicative verbally, right? These are all luxury long-term investments. Short-term investments are things like, I gotta survive now. Right?
Yeah.
When the heart is chaotic, it signals to the rest of the body, forgive my crude language, but screw the long-term investments, we just got to make it through the day. And it sends all of its resources and all of its raw materials into the immediate gratification of surviving this moment right now. What that looks like from a nervous system perspective or an immune perspective is inflammation. Send all the troops to the front lines because something is off and we better protect ourselves. So if anybody listening on this call has allergies of any sort, whether they're food allergies that give you stomach aches and gas or hay fever that makes your nose swell up with mucus and your eyes tear, what you're experiencing is the inflammatory response. Oversimplified a little bit here for lay people, but essentially allergies are your immune function sending the troops to the front lines in an immediate threat. That's why allergies can parallel the flu or a cold, right? Because when you have a virus or a bacterial infection, a flu or a cold, there really is an external pathogen, an external invader coming into your body. And the inflammatory and mucoid responses that occur are helping to usher that pathogen out the door. Right? That's your body's way of saying, sayonara. You are not welcome here. However, if you like chocolate, and somewhere along the way your body has decided that chocolate is a pathogen, then it really sucks. Again, forgive my crude language. To feel like you've got the flu or a cold when you eat chocolate. Now, here's how far and how extreme the body will carry this. It will actually, in an attempt to protect you from the external invasion of an allergen or a pathogen, close off your airway. It will carry the inflammatory response, in some cases, that far. This is what an anaphylactic reaction is, an extreme allergy. It will carry that so far that it closes off your airway and kills you to protect you from the pathogen. That's a little extreme, huh?
Yeah.
Would you call that overcare? I would. Or in this case, it's really overkill, isn't it?
Sheesh.
Now, that's a pretty beautiful and accurate metaphor for what stress is. Stress is the opposite of Sierra. If Sierra is feeling great, stress is the opposite. And yet, one of the things I love about the HeartMath language and their science is that they really made it clear to me that stress is, in fact, care. Just like an anaphylactic shock is your body's self-care killing itself. Stress is our care carried way too far. Carried to the point where it injures ourselves rather than is a benefit to ourselves and others. Right? So we were discussing this earlier before we started the recording function on the call with those early birds who showed up, that care, the HeartMath science, proves that care, any type of care, whether you're caring for yourself in a genuine way, or caring for another person in a genuine way, or even watching a movie of Mother Teresa caring for somebody. Just observing care and generosity. You don't even have to participate in it. Is good for the observer, the caregiver, and the care receiver. And part of the reason it is because it has this unique impact on heart rhythms. Where care is one of those things that produces order in the heart. I think that's pretty cool. And so when we turn care into an extreme, like, for example, last night, some of you heard about this morning, but I was doing my accounting, and there's a company that has kept a certain credit card, a personal credit card on file, when I've asked them not to because I'd rather they bill my corporate credit card. Okay, you know, so it's a preference, right? A preference is a form of care, right? A preference is a form of care. But then when for the sixth or seventh time they continue to bill my personal credit card, do you think it remained a simple preference for me? I'll answer that question. I'm not a saint, okay? No, I got mad! Now, the anger we know that I experienced last night as I was firing off emails to this company at 1 o'clock in the morning, was not necessarily in that moment going to resolve the situation. For one thing, they're on the East Coast, and 1 o'clock in the morning my time, they were all sound asleep. But also the anger was producing chaos in my own heart rhythm, shutting down my brain, dissynchronizing or creating disharmony in my autonomic nervous system, and for sure compromising my immunity. One HeartMath study that was done found that just 5 minutes of remembering an angry event, not even being angry, just remembering it, compromised the immune system and immune function for more than 6 hours afterwards. Now, hold your horses, just so that I'm not triggering worry, which is another form of overcare. Now everyone, oh no, I got pissed off the other day. Does that mean I'm going to get cancer? No. Because the good news is 5 minutes of experiencing care, appreciation, harmonizes immunity for more than 6 hours. Just imagine that we actually have much more tangible impact on our internal functions than we know. Or than perhaps the pharmaceutical companies would have us believe. We don't need to buy drugs to balance our internal chemistry. We can learn to master our emotions instead. And when I say master emotions, I don't mean control emotions. I mean surf them. The tools and the feedback technologies from HeartMath are like great surfboards, right? You're never going to control ocean waves. Never going to necessarily control emotion, but you can surf it, which is to leverage that powerful force to your own joy, to your advantage, to harness the power, right? There are people, I don't know if you guys have been to Hawaii, we give retreats, and there are places in Hawaii where they have set up whole cities of electricity just from the rise and fall of ocean waves by harnessing or capitalizing on the buoyancy of water moving up and down naturally. Well, similarly, your emotion can either, it's a force, an electrical power that moves through you that can either burn down your house or light it up, depending on what you do with it. It can cause inflammation and irritation in your system and lead to allergic responses, which is the body's defense system kicking in the face of something that the body is perceiving as an invasion or a threat. All signaled by your emotions. Or you can teach your emotions to flow in such a way that you become a powerful force, a standing wave of intelligence, well-being, creativity, and power in your own life and for others. So this is really interesting to me. Last night when I got mad at this company and I caught myself and I started applying heart tools, there were two things that occurred. I have, I mentioned in the invitation to this call that there was a point in my life where I had such severe allergies, both in terms of hay fever, hives, as well as food allergies, that my digestion shut down. I couldn't eat anything without getting severe inflammation in my digestive tract. And something called leaky gut syndrome, which is a form of advanced reaction to food allergies, where your body stops digesting things appropriately, and therefore you leak undigested food into your system, into your bloodstream, causing all kinds of inflammatory response and food allergies, right? So this was going on for me. And at a certain point, I could literally only eat steamed vegetables like broccoli and brown rice for a year. That was all I could eat without having a reaction, a severely painful reaction. And so when I learned how to surf my emotions differently. How to shift emotionality so that rather than react from this old survival software program that is anger or frustration or fear, into using the M-Wave and the heart math tools, an ordered pattern in the heart that might be inquiry or possibility or care or even appreciation of those very same scenarios that were frightening or making me angry. The order that that created in my heart balanced my immune system to such a degree that with no other treatment intervention, all my food allergies went away, except for one. This is what's so interesting. There's a reason I'm telling you all this. So I had one remaining food allergy that was really difficult for me. Like if I accidentally was exposed to this food in a restaurant or something like that, I would suffer from severe symptoms for 2 or 3 days afterwards, physically as well as emotionally. And last night, shortly after I got angry at this company, and in hindsight, the humor of this, given that I was doing this call today, I discovered that inadvertently I had been exposed to the one food that I was allergic to at dinner last night. And I immediately went into fear because of the severe reaction that I've had to that food in the past and the challenge that that is for me, the discomfort, the stress. And I started using the heart math tools that we teach in the beginner workshop, just the very basics. I used a tool called Quick Coherence and Perception Shift on the spot because literally my heart started pounding in my chest at the fear at 1 o'clock in the morning of what might happen to me having been exposed to this food. And I used a tool that we teach in the beginner workshop tomorrow night called Neutral. And I let myself be open to the possibility that I might not react the same way this time. And the amazing thing is that as I cut through, we call it in the heart math tool set, the fear and poured care into myself instead through the heart on the M wave, I started to notice that I was not having the physical reaction to that food that I usually do. And in fact, 24 hours later, I have not reacted to that food for the first time ever. And it was further confirmation for me that as we learn to shift our immune system, shift our endocrine system, shift our nervous system through the power of the heart by managing our own emotions or surfing them in a new way, so that we're not reacting to someone billing our credit card or a piece of mail that we get. That's essentially what happened. I got a piece of mail, right? And my initial reaction to that piece of mail, the anger, which was my default setting. For those of you who've never met me in person, I have bright red hair. And I don't think it's a false stereotype that redheads are typically angry, or that's their default mode, right? It definitely was mine when I get stressed. My initial response is, you're guilty until proven innocent and you piss me off, now prove to me otherwise. That's my personality, that's not my soul, right? It's not my heart. So I get this piece of mail and I go into my default stress mode, which is anger. Now let's look at what could have happened if I stayed there. The anger makes my heart rhythm chaotic. Then my body is getting the signal from my heart, whoa, we're in danger, something's wrong here. And the immune system starts looking for what's wrong. Who's to blame? Aha, it must be that whey and lactose she had in her dinner. Boom. Then the immune system has a target, a scapegoat to pin itself on. This must be why she's in distress. we'll take care of it for you, and the immune system dons its mighty hero cape. To the rescue for Sheva. Kill the evil whey and lactose. And so then I have an inflammatory response, which further irritates me and pisses me off further. And down I go in this vicious spiral of allergies and negative emotions. Right? That's one option for last night. Let's look at the option that I chose instead, which I have to say leaves me feeling remarkably empowered and inspired today, that if I could overcome this one final food allergy that has at times really left me feeling trapped, you know? I'm sure those of you calling in with allergies know what that's like when you're at the dinner table and suddenly you can't have the meal that everyone else is having, or when you're, you know, wanting to travel somewhere but you don't think you can go there because you might have a reaction. So to be free of that is really such a remarkable fear, a feeling. Very liberating. So let's look at what I did do. I caught myself getting angry first. I felt my body go into its reactivity mode. I applied neutral and quick coherence and perception shifts, which we teach in the beginner webinar. Got on the M wave, shifted it, found the place of neutrality with it, realized that, you know, it's possible this company is not still billing my credit card and that it's just an old statement, an old bank statement. Gave them the benefit of the doubt, which allowed me to get a better sleep. Shifted to a more ordered pattern in my own heart rhythm by doing that, so that then my heart is communicating to my immune system, you know what? All is well. We've got the cozy heater on and the sound of soft rain and the cat curled up on our lap. It's 1 o'clock in the morning and we can have a great night's sleep in this cozy environment. We're safe. So my heart rhythm is telling my immune system that, and my immune system goes, oh, that's good. It's not on the lookout for any invader. It's saying, great, then let's take all this wonderful resource we have from this meal you just ate and pour it into a long-term investment of your long-term immunity, health, and well-being. So that I wake up feeling great with no allergic reaction to a meal that I was exposed to that I wasn't even aware of until after the fact. That's my picture of how allergies work. I want to give you just a visceral experience of this, and then I'm going to open up the call to questions and your own stories to share. And I wouldn't want to oversimplify this to say that, allergies are your fault. Could that self-blame, what do you think that's going to do to your immune system and your heart rhythm? Another great way to beat myself up. It's really not about that. The message I'd like to leave you with is one of empowerment. That there's a possibility that from the inside out, you could take the power in your life. That there's an intelligence. This is what the new science tells us. There's a brain in the heart. A brain in the heart that has a different type of intelligence for how we live. A brain that could say to you at 1 o'clock in the morning, hey, maybe they're not making a mistake here. Maybe it's an old statement. What if we were to give them the benefit of the doubt? What if we were to do that for ourselves and everyone in our world? Would it be a different culture to live in as a human being? More peace, more care, more understanding. So in that environment, even if you did get the sneezes or the runs or the teary eyes every once in a while, it'd be a lot more tolerable, wouldn't it? That having been said, I want to just give you guys a visceral experience of this, as I said, and introduce that with a really fun fact, just to make it clear just how linked allergies really are to our emotional attitudes and perceptions. Did you know that people with multiple personality disorder, I think this is so cool, people with multiple personality disorder have different allergies in their different personalities?
Wow.
That's wild, isn't it? There are published studies on this, that there is a woman with multiple personality disorder where one of her personalities was so allergic to peanuts that she would go into that anaphylactic shock I talked to you about and need adrenaline to survive, right? Her throat would close off if she ate peanuts. And yet, this same physical woman in a different one of her personalities, all she would eat was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. How bizarre is that? When I learned of that, that was the first thing that inspired me to apply heart intelligence to my allergies. I asked my heart using, again, one of the tools that we teach in the beginner workshops, perception shift tool and heart guidance tool. I asked my heart to show me the personality that would be able to eat whatever I wanted. Now I had my own agenda because I really like chocolate and ice cream. And I was getting really sick of broccoli and brown rice. Imagine being able to have that level of choice in your life. And to have a GPS in your own being, inside your heart, that you could program that way for your fulfillment and destination. Where would you want to go if you could program your internal GPS for anything? Well, the destination I chose was to be able to eat chocolate, and quite happily I got there. So let's give you a visceral taste of this. Can you guys hear me tapping through the phone? Can you hear that, Darshan?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. Or maybe you can hear this better. Can you hear this better?
About the same.
Okay, good. So what I'd like you guys to do is just clap with me, in tune with the clap, with the tapping, okay? Okay, so now your only job here is to keep in rhythm with me and to stay in tune with this clapping. Stay exactly with me. You guys are not doing so well. Now I want you to imagine that we were one body and you were our immune system. In this little tapping exercise, where was the immune system functioning optimally? When I was doing this, or this? The first or the second one?
That's obvious, Sheva.
That's right. I'm getting in trouble. I'm not supposed to ask redundant questions. The first one, right?
Yes.
So in this tapping game, if you were the immune system, Darshan, who was I?
The tapping game, who was what?
If you were going to play the immune system in our body,
yes.
Who was I?
If I was going to play the... Excuse me, Sheva, you're breaking up there.
Oh, I am. So if you were the immune system...
Yes.
In this tapping game, right?
Yes.
And we were one body. What body part was I as I was tapping?
Oh, you were the heart, obviously. Yes.
Yes. So can you see when the heart is beating a reliable rhythm or an ordered rhythm, the immune system is harmonious with that?
Yes, it was so feelable. I mean, you know, in fact, the rhythm was comforting when it was a heart-like rhythm, and then when it went to chaotic, it was confusing, and, you know, there was no knowing where it was going next.
There is no knowing where we are going, but we are definitely showing up like a Dr. Seuss rhyme. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, right? It's like, whoa, what do we do now? And so here's what I find happens for my clients. Because the second heart rhythm, the chaotic heart rhythm, is the heart's response to stressful emotion. And when the heart does that, which, by the way, mind you, recognize that I said that's the heart's response to stressful emotion, not stress. Not stressful situations, stressful emotions. And what we teach people in our webinars is how to consciously choose the emotion that you're going to have in response to a stressful situation so that you can maintain your internal order, whatever you're facing outside of you. Right? When we choose stressful emotion and reaction to stressful situations, 1,400 things happen in the body that amplify allergic responses. One of them being this chaos in the heart rhythm. Now, I find people's immune systems do one of two things when people go into a chaotic heart pattern. One is either, and you guys may have noticed this as you were tapping in unison with me, right? Either you just give up because you can't follow it, which is in the immunity shutting down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people get colds and flus and cold sores and all kinds of stuff when they're stressed. Or their wounds don't heal because their immune system just gives up. It's like, I don't know what to do. Right?
Yeah.
Or people go into hyperimmunity. That's where you just keep clapping and clapping and clapping and tapping and tapping and tapping, hoping you're going to land on it somewhere. You'll get in sync with that heart and the rest of the body somewhere. And that hyperimmunity is what I see cause things like autoimmune disease and allergies, where we self-attack our own bodies, where we start looking at innocuous things like pollen or cat dander as life-threatening invaders. And that is a metaphor for the stress reaction itself. You see, the stress reaction is our body perceiving a modern threat like a deadline or a bill to pay or an email we don't like or a relationship challenge as a life-threatening invader and harnessing all the physical resources that it would take to fend off an alligator or a tiger when all we really need to do is respond to an email. And it's inefficient and it's causing us breakdown physically. And allergies is one canary in the cage of our collective breakdown. And the good news is that you can consciously create internal order and harmony in your heart, your nervous system, your immune system by learning to make these very simple, not always easy, but simple emotional shifts. So simple that we can teach 5-year-olds how to do this. Very powerful, and I've probably said plenty. I definitely want to leave some time to open up the call for your questions and your own stories. Anybody have any questions or any stories they want to share?
Sheva, this is Kathy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, is that Kathy McNeese?
No, Kathy in L.A.? Kathy Shepard?
Hi, Kathy. Nice.
Hi.
To hear your voice. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's so appropriate because I got that referral from you and somebody to talk to about this. And I'm on steroids right now because I keep getting hives.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pursuing both a medical path and the path that you're talking about. And I'm frustrated because the medical path is more focused on trying to figure out, they can't figure out why I'm getting the hives. I mean, I have a stressful life, but there's nothing in the past couple of weeks that seems more stressful than not. How do you get an understanding of what the stress is that could be causing this when it doesn't seem really evident?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a great question because you see, stress is not a sudden event like a major earthquake. Stress is a lifestyle. It's hidden. It's the way we respond to our alarm when it goes off in the morning, the way we respond to how we answer our emails or how we interface with our kids. It's chronic. And most of us are so habituated to dealing with daily, simple stuff like putting dinner on the table as a life-threatening crisis in our bodies that we don't even know we're stressed. So we can't pinpoint any particular stressful event that's triggered off a physiological breakdown, because what it is long-term chronic stress has built stress hormone and other things in our system over time to where now we're suffering the consequences of that. And the good news is that you can reset the baseline of all of that in your system. You can reset your hormonal baseline to lower stress hormones over time. You can reset your habitual response to daily life activity. We teach a tool in the beginner workshop in the last class that helps you reset your baseline so that you're no longer habituated to survival mode, which for most of us has become so our natural way of life, or maybe not natural, but our normal way of life, that we're not even aware of it. Did that answer your question, Kathy?
Yeah, but how important is it to understand the source of what's driving the reaction in order to deal with it?
Well, I personally, and it depends on the person, but let me tell you what I think the source is. The source of the reaction is not personal to you. It's a collective issue right now, which is why it's very important to understand it so you don't judge yourself or take personally a whole species that's evolving. Right? It's not that you personally have done something wrong. It's that as a species, our bodies have not caught up to our technological development. We're living physiologically inside of a biology that was designed to live in a jungle and run away from tigers on the prairie. Mm-hmm. Our bodies have not changed that much in the last several hundred years. Our lifestyle certainly has, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So the body doesn't know that yet, and the beauty of the HeartMath system, there's many tools out there, many resources, and I'll list some of them, by the way, at the end of the call. There are some wonderful technologies for other ways of doing this. But I love the HeartMath system because it's something you can do yourself. You don't have to go see a practitioner to do it. And the beauty of these tools is that they're a way to communicate cellularly, physically to your body. Hey, we're okay, we're safe, we're not in danger. And that changes the physiological patterning that's stuck in survival mode. All you have to do is be late for one appointment and your body is in urgency and thinks it's in danger. Unless you know how to shift the physiological orientation or meaning that your body gives to being late. And that takes some emotional mastery. But once you have it, whew, your whole world changes because you have. So in answer to your question, it's not about understanding, oh, when I was 5 years old, my mother slapped my wrist and my pet dog died because I forgot to feed it and now I'm carrying the stress of that. You don't have to dredge that stuff up. That's not the source of this. The source of stress is physiology in our species that hasn't caught up to modern lifestyle. So all we need is to understand that and have compassion for ourselves inside the process. That's the understanding that breeds healing from my experience with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that helpful, Kathy?
Yeah, that is. That's really helpful. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so glad you called in tonight. And you're reminding me that one of the things I wanted to offer on tonight's call is to give out the information of another woman, a practitioner in Los Angeles, who can work with people not just in person but at a distance as well. She has a technology, a chiropractic technology, that also facilitates this repatterning or rewiring of the body's defense reaction, so that it no longer perceives allergens as life-threatening and therefore unwinds the allergic response or reaction. And the process she uses is a chiropractic technique called NAET, which I believe stands for Nambujapad's Allergy Elimination Technique. And her name is Gloria Phillips. And you can contact Gloria or schedule a session with her at 310-473-2020. She's a fabulous resource for similarly supporting the body to unwind its misperception of allergens as physical threats. And I find HeartMath and the work that she does to be extremely complementary, because from a HeartMath perspective, what you're doing is bringing the body gently out of chronic survival mode so that it doesn't create new allergens, so it doesn't perceive new threats. It's not living its life anymore like a Vietnam vet who's, you know, walking through a park ducking due to faux shrapnel that no longer exists. It's not looking for threats anymore. And what Gloria offers is a very immediate way of clearing the nervous system pattern of perceived threat that's already been established in the wiring. I also have some ways of doing that through private sessions using HeartMath as well. But I think, you know, the more languages you have available to you, the better chance it is that you'll get the expression and communication you need. So Gloria speaks a wonderful language of healing as well. Is there anything else you needed around that, Kathy, or did that answer your questions?
No, that's really helpful.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you for asking them. It's so great when you guys bring your stories and your questions, because, you know, nobody's alone in this. That's really what I'm saying to you. There's nobody alone in this evolution that we as a species are in. We're in this together. And whatever you think you're going through, I guarantee you that there's probably close to 6 billion people who are having a similar experience. So when you share your questions and your challenges, it really benefits everybody.
Sheva, this is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly.
Hi there. Have you ever used this with somebody who's been severely injured with chemicals and thus has created a similar reaction, an immune system breakdown and all kinds of allergies?
Yes, myself.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely. When I lived in Nicaragua, I was exposed. I was 18 years old when I lived in Nicaragua. Not only was I in a war zone, so I was experiencing severe emotional trauma, which is what kickstarted my food allergies, because my body was in constant hypervigilance, right? That hearing machine gun fire all the time, I was ready to perceive the cat that wanted to curl up on my lap and purr as a threat. You know, everything was a threat.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also exposed to certain biochemicals and very poor nutrition for a long period of time. The only liquids that I could have access to there were not water, but Coca-Cola. So I lived basically on tortillas and Coca-Cola for almost a year. And that produced a lot of toxicity in my body, combined with certain parasite infections and these kinds of things that also produce neurotoxicity. So, yes, I have absolutely worked with it in those contexts and worked with several people who have chronic fatigue from environmental allergies and exposure to toxins, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way that I personally look at that, and again, I want to reiterate, this is this is how I've come to heal these things in myself. This is not me speaking as a medical professional. Mm-hmm. Is that clear?
Yeah.
The only way I overcame all that, because I had severe I couldn't travel for a while because I couldn't go into airports. You'll understand this. If you have environmental sensitivity, you'll know what I'm talking about. I couldn't sit in a brand new car without becoming debilitated because of all the chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't go into an airport because of all the cleaning fluids they use. That's how sensitive I was. I couldn't walk into a public bathroom without becoming violently ill, right? So if you have environmental sensitivity like this, I'll just share with you how my heart led me to heal from that. It doesn't mean it would be your pathway of healing, but I guarantee you this, healing is possible. And Western medicine, by the way, is a great resource in healing. Like, who says God isn't in everything, right? God's not in a cheeseburger? Well, some people might disagree with that, but,
mm-hmm.
right? Western medicine is incredibly valuable, so I'm not knocking that at all. What I'm saying and what I'm suggesting is when you learn how to program the GPS in you for what you want and need, in this case, healing from environmental allergy, you will be guided to all the information and resource you require to experience that healing. And that's what happened to me. I learned how to follow my heart tangibly, not metaphorically, by programming my heart to help me heal from that extreme sensitivity and allergy. And what my heart showed me, if this is helpful for you, is you guys know, just from a sheer physics perspective, there is a football field of space around every golf ball-sized atom of material substance in our world. Did you know this?
Mm-mm.
Our world is made up of much more space than anything else. Empty space. What seems solid and material is mostly space. There's a golf ball of matter to every football field of space. For some reason, hearing that inspired me when I was suffering from my environmental allergies to invest in the idea that, okay, if these things I'm reacting to are mostly spaciousness, they're mostly empty space, and my body knows how to take, at least it knew how to take broccoli and brown rice, right? And take from that what it wanted and leave behind what it didn't. I decided that my body could relate to the space in things rather than the golf ball of matter in things. Mm. And that it could easily create a boundary with the golf ball of matter and take in only what it needed from those things and leave the rest. And again, similarly, I asked my heart through a series of processes using heart math to show me who I needed to be as a person to have that strength, that approach to life. Now, that's what I did. Listen, there's other times when my heart has said, take the bloody medication. Right? So I don't mean to imply at all that heart intelligence or heart math is a woo-woo process. All it is making connection with an intelligence inside of you that knows how to attract what you need at any given moment, and that could come from anything. But I don't know if that helps Kimberly to have that perspective that my heart gave me when it was studying, you know, physics and trying to relate to all these allergies. And you know, now I travel all over the world, and I'm in third world airports teaching webinars on my cell phone. You know, it's like it really, I was able to find that place of being so coherent that I'm able to take in, for the most part, from life what serves me and make a boundary with the rest, which is what a healthy immune system does.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Any other questions or stories before we close up the call for tonight?
I have one other, but if somebody else has one, I'll let them go.
Go for it.
Well, I'm wondering, my daughter's no longer on the call. She listened in until in the midst of the visceral exercise. And I know that her emotions make her sick regularly. And she has she's a redhead, and she is fiery, and she's volcanic, and she's a teenager, and she doesn't know how to control it, and she gets sick often. And so, you know, I'm really trying to steer her in this direction, but it's kind of like, no, thank you, no, thank you. Any thoughts or ideas on working with teens? And that may be a conversation we'd have elsewhere if it doesn't serve everybody else.
Well, you know, it's a lovely segue into how we usually complete the Heart Start calls, which is to pay them forward, right? And sometimes the best way to pay things forward that are of benefit is not to talk about them, but to embody them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so what I would suggest is that we all take a moment right now and just drop our attention into the heart. Probably everyone listening has someone in your life that you could easily feel overcare about, right? Someone that's suffering in some way and you want to alleviate that suffering. Can everybody relate to that?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's really nothing wrong with suffering. It's not bad to suffer. It's not, like, morally wrong. So we don't have to fix anybody. When people want to get fixed or fix someone, I send them to a veterinarian. Right? It's not about fixing each other. It's really just about, at the end of the day, all of us coming back into our own true care. And trusting that, you know, people go through what they go through and we go through what we go through. And so what we can do is focus attention on the area around the heart and breathe in through the heart and out through the heart and just radiate any benefit or any wisdom or insight that you've received being on the call tonight. Radiate that through your heart, unspoken. To, in this case, your daughter Kira, right, or someone else that you care about. Just pay it forward through your heart. In this whole sort of prey, predator, old survival reaction that occurs in the body that we've, in this case tonight, spoken about in terms of allergies, it also applies in terms of sharing information. So what happens as we chase people down with information that we think they need is they feel preyed upon, right?
Yeah.
And that triggers their fight or flight response. So, like, I'm out of here. And so sometimes the best way to convey something is just to be with somebody in a quiet state of care. Not to assume that we even know what's best for them. But I'll tell you this, the GPS of the heart is definitely a guide to being able to care for others in a way that has benefit rather than chasing them away. And that's really what I hear you asking, Kimberly.
Yeah.
And we address that specifically in the advanced course. And there is an advanced course starting this Thursday for those who are listening in who are eligible for that one. Definitely recommend that. There's a whole section on how to care with genuine impact and how to care without burning yourself out. So it's a very valid question, one that such important question that we developed an entire month of training around it. Any other questions? Did that handle that for you, Kimberly?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My pleasure. Well, it's been a delight, as always, to spend my Monday night with all of you.
Great call, Sheva.
Yes, thank you.
And again, for those who are interested in taking the beginner workshop, you can actually register for it online by going to fiera.com and entering the store, going to courses, and the beginner workshop is right there. And it's not too late to sign up for the one starting tomorrow, or if you're listening to this as a recording. Our plan is to be available to you in service in the heart for the rest of my lifetime. And I send you all much love and hope to hear you on next week's call, our Valentine's Heart Start call.
With the trees that hug.
Yes, exactly. Someone remind me about that, okay? Send me an email. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sheva. Thank you.
Good night, Sheva. Thank you.